This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I chat all about his trip to Portland, Oregon for the Craft Brewers Conference, and we get excited for all the events happening this Saturday around Dark Lord Day. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back after the week off, Nick's little excursion, beer drinking extravaganza in Portland. It's good to be back.
It does, man. It feels good to be back. And, you know, all you need is like 3 or 4 days in a different city, right?
Okay.
Get in,
I don't know
get
about
out.
Portland.
Man, I tell you, I got unfinished business in Portland, man, because there's so much stuff to do. I've never been to a place that small that just has so much personality, so much stuff to do, and so many weird people.
There's only really so much you can eat and drink. That's the general problem, too. Yeah. It's like, I just ate this giant biscuit, and now I have to go eat these waffles over here, and then these wings, and it's not even 10 o'clock.
It never ends, man. It was a lot of fun. That was my first time to the Midwest, the great Northwest. We're in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're in the Midwest.
Yeah.
For anyone who didn't know why you were out there because of the Craft Brewers Conference.
Yeah, so the Brewers Association every year invades a city, and they host a week-long party. Well, it's not just a party. It's a beer expo. It's a trade show, and there's all these seminars. But really, it's a big party in the host town, you know.
Right, for all the people in the industry to get together and hang out.
Yeah, get together and hang out, and you know, everybody's there. They're bringing their beer from wherever they're from, and they're in town to party, you know. So I was there for the Craft Brewers Conference, and there's 11,000 people at this event.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of people in Portland, man. So it was fun, man. It was the kind of place where, like, Portland is kind of weird because it was like we were there, and you know, Garth Brooks is playing at the Moto Center five nights in a row.
Okay.
Right. And then, like, you know, our cabbie's like, yeah, you know, Tone Loc's in town. And I'm like, and then Faith No More is in town. I'm like, it's like the Attack of the 90s here.
Weird.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. And, you know, Sam Caggione from Dogfish, he has that kind of, that fake rap group. I can't think of the name of it.
Right, yeah.
He opened for Tone Loc.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. When he was in town.
Was that one of the events or that just happened?
I think that just happened.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good, man. In addition to, like, you know, the conference and the trade show and all that jazz, all these breweries are getting together to throw these events at all these places.
Uh-huh.
Like, you told me about Apex. And thanks for the recommendations, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Tons of recommendations, right? And then I asked a couple other people, and I was starting to get the same core list. So I'm like, well, I have to go to these places.
Okay.
So, like, Apex was one of those places, right? And that was probably the best outdoor experience we had. Huge beer garden, you know. And then they had a Three Floyds gigantic collaboration there
at the Apex. Okay. Yeah, because Gigantic's out there as well.
Yeah, Crescendo of Doom.
Ooh, that's evil name.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a good time, man. Yeah, the event itself is kind of like you get a bunch of seminars and exhibits, and you know, you can go to learn about everything you want to buy, and how to clean and support and manage a brewery. That kind of thing. And then the Brewers Association is there to give you stats and, you know, the current state of craft beer nationwide. Right.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
What we do on the podcast here, we're rah, rah for beer.
Yeah, it's like hooray beer. You know, and, you know, beer's at an all-time high. Craft beer's at an all-time high. You know, the thing that really surprised me of all the stats that I've read, and I've read a bunch of stats, in 2014, American craft breweries exported almost 400,000 barrels of beer outside of the country.
Jeez.
Right, okay. It was like 383,000 barrels. That caught me off guard. I didn't know that the export game was that serious.
Right, yeah. People want our beer. It's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah. Two things that surprised me. Well, the main thing that surprised me was how well they're making lagers out there. Like, a lot of these breweries are taking pride in making, like, really good lagers. So, like, if you go to Tin Barrel, for example, was the first brewery we hit.
Well, they got that AB, you know, lager professionalism.
They got professionalism that's kind of blending in over there. They got this beer. It's just called Pub Beer. It's a really nice lager.
Okay.
Went to Hopworks. Hopworks is huge, man. They're in six states. They're doing like 14,000 barrels a year. Mm-hmm. They got like a 20-barrel system. They're like banging the hell out of this 20-barrel system.
Yeah, mostly organic beers.
Yeah, mostly organic beers. And they're expanding into a cidery, just like Guile.
Nice.
And that was probably that was the coolest place we went to. We stayed at Cascade probably the longest, and that was the only place we went to
twice.
Stayed
the night there?
Like, yeah. We just slept there. You know, they got this – they're doing some wacky stuff with these barrels, man, fruits and barrels. And, you know, they had what was called the Sour Invitational while we were there. So, you know, everybody from Goose Island to Russian River and all points in between are bringing all these sours to go on tap. So, like, it's a perfect, you know, 70-degree day. Everybody's on the patio.
Yeah, or in their parking lot.
Or in the parking lot. Yeah, that's really, you know. And I walk right up. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll have a supplication. As a matter of fact, I think I'll have two.
Nice, okay. You know? Yeah, I know at Cascade, when they first opened that place, because it was originally the Raccoon Lodge, you could
wait,
go...
Wait, that was the name of the place.
The old place.
Before they moved in.
No, the old place they had, it was kind of in the outskirts of Portland, maybe in the suburbs there, but it's called Raccoon Lodge. It was basically almost like a rock bottom that had sour beers.
Okay.
And so nobody really went to it, but people knew about it.
Yeah.
So when the Cascade downtown opened, you could go there and order... all. Like, I want every one of their beers. And we've done that a couple times. And then last couple of years, they started to limit, like, only two per person at a time.
Right.
Because, you know, you order them all. And if you don't like sour beers, you're kind of like, ew, these are gross.
Yeah. What I thought was cool was how if you could go up to, you know, the bar or one of the garages, because it was an invitational, you can get whatever beer you want. But if you were on the patio and you wanted the waitress to take your order, you had to get their beer. She wouldn't bring you anyone else's beer.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
was like, you know, yeah, you need to try our beers.
Weird.
You know, which was, you know, it was different. So I ended up trying a lot of their beers, man.
Nice. Yeah. So you brought back one of the beers from Portland.
This I did.
Is a special limited release beer that you only can get during the Craft Brewers Conference.
Yeah, so every year the city or the state, you know, they make what's called a symposium ale, and so the local Brewers Guild, they get together with the Brewers Association and all the breweries and make a beer, right? Like when it was here, when you guys covered the event in Chicago, it was like it was a barrel aged beer, but all the breweries got together and like blended all these beers together. And like throw them in a barrel, something like that.
Okay.
Right. Whatever they try to get a beer together that best represents what that region's about.
Yeah.
Since there's like fucking 83 breweries in Portland,
you can't have everyone come together to make one beer.
Yeah. So what they did, which was pretty cool, they made six different beers and broke it down by region. So Central Oregon, the Willamette Valley, and the coast.
Okay.
Basically, right.
Before the Chicago one, where all the breweries came together to collaborate on this, or a good portion of them at the time, the beer was usually only made by one brewery in that state. And I think Chicago, the guild here, kind of changed what the symposium ale should have been.
Well, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
It should have been like a collaboration of the state or the city that it's in.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does make a lot more sense because, like, for example, on the one we're drinking, right, one of the six, this is Chucklehead. So Chucklehead is a Berliner Weiss. It's about 5.2%. And then when you get these collaborations, this was they have a host brewery where, so this is a Deschutes brewery. They made it there.
Yeah.
But you get to see all the other breweries that they collaborated with on the bottle.
Okay.
Which is cool. Kind of educates you about what's going on.
Who was on this Worthy?
Yeah, Deschutes, Three Creeks, Worthy Brewing, and McMinimus Old St. Francis School Brewery.
Oh, McMinimins.
McMinimins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So McMinimins is a big chain out there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, this is pretty cool. They had six beers. One of them was the Spirit of the 90s.
Okay.
Another one was something like We Had to Make a Northwest IPA. Like, that's, that's the name of the beer. And there were, like, four others. You know, one was a tribute to, like, some old crappy beer, like the oldest brewery in Portland, period. They made a beer as a tribute to that. They're like, this is the best tasting crappy beer you'll ever have.
All right.
Like, you know, that was in the description. Then they made there was a black
IPA.
Yeah, Cascading Dark Ale.
Okay, yeah. They call it Cascading Dark Ale out there.
And the other one escapes me, but...
Okay.
Yeah, just six different styles.
Nice.
Know, which is cool. So the one we're drinking is called a Chucklehead. So it looks like it's got Crystal and Meridian hops. They added lactobacillus and juniper. And then it's got like five different malts. Pilsner, a wheat, a rye, Oregon hard, red spring wheat, and farro. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, you know what? This is Chicago Beer Pass.
Yes.
I feel like this is enough Portland talk. We're going to sip on this chucklehead and get back to what we're here for, Chicago.
I like it.
Our city.
Yeah, let's get focused here.
Before you left for Portland, or even after you got back, did you make it anywhere in the city?
I did go to one event.
Okay.
And it was across the street from Goose Wrigley, up in Wrigleyville, a place called the Heating and Cooling Pub. So this is a live music venue. It's a pizza, beer, live music venue. It's a brand new space. These guys, they mentioned they had two other projects in River North, but the names escaped me. Like, they were places I haven't been or never heard of. Okay. But this place that they open now, it's making its debut during the Cup season. It used to be the old Jamaican club, the Wild Hair. It used to be the Wild Hair.
Oh, okay.
You never went to the Wild Hair?
I never went to the Wild Hair.
The Wild Hair, when I was like 16, that was the first club I ever snuck into. Just slipped to do like $20 and got in. So I have memories of the Wild Hair.
Okay.
You know? It was just really cool, you know, like literally like three doors down from Wrigley. Yeah. So I went there for like a little preview event. It was cool. It was it's got two levels. They got the stage from the Wild Hair, and then they've got photos, over 5,000 photos of, you know, national and international acts, all when they visited Chicago. You know, the guy's name is on the guy who took all these photos, he's on the, they painted his name on the wall.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's actually my favorite piece. So I'm like, well, I'm talking to the guys who run the place, I'm like, well, how'd you hook up with this guy that did all these photos? Because there's some really cool pictures of, like, you know, Van Halen and Freddie Mercury and Run DMC, like, and all over the place.
Oh, cool.
And he's like, yeah, you know, I was looking to get some wood, some reclaimed wood. So, you know, I went to this guy who didn't have a webpage. I was talking to him because, you know, everybody's got a guy. He's like, you know, so he sent me to another guy and I'm trying to get the price for this wood, for wood panels. And then the guy's like, you need some photos? And he's like, yeah. So the guy next to him on the couch that was sold him the wood is this guy that's done all
weird.
These...
He just happened to be sitting there.
He just happened to be there. I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, this is really what happened.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah. And it was like, the pictures are really good there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that place was cool. They got some experimental pizzas and then like some traditional all.
What do you mean experimental?
Like, you know, some have like mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
You know, some of this foo-foo stuff. You know, some of that is kind of like it's like a salad pizza. You know, and then it got traditional, like pepperoni.
Don't make friends with salad.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, yeah. I tell you something. The reason I like this place, right, is because, like, kind of like how we were talking about Lynx and how Lynx is kind of like it's going in the opposite direction of what's starting to happen on that strip in Wicker Park, you know. And this is a bar that's really trying to focus on having craft beer, but the, you know, the places on either side of it are not.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a break from, it's an opposite direction almost of what's happening on that little strip right
there. Huh, okay, crazy. You know?
And that's the part I liked about it.
Okay.
It was solid. The food was solid, and the beer was, you know, was decent. The beer was better.
Okay. I'm not in that area very often, so I guess I'll have to maybe think about it and check that place out when there's not a game going on.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to those guys. I'm like, were you guys impacted at all? Are you just open during the season? Because, you know, across the street, you know, I think Wrigley might be closed again forever when the season's over.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, the guys who are in charge of that project, it only affects that side of the street that Wrigley's on. You know, those three bars.
Oh, weird.
So they're in for Wrigley and beyond.
Nice. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
I made it over to Break Room.
You finally made it. And they were open.
They were open this
time. Okay.
And it was packed. I almost couldn't get in.
Really?
Yeah, but it was the place looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It was like an hour for like four of us to get a table. So we just stood at the bar and grabbed a couple seats, you know, two people sit and two people stand next to them kind of thing.
Right.
So we did that. I think we tried almost all their beers. You can get sample like, well, 2 or 4 ounce pours of their beers. So we tried most of them.
Yeah.
Had like a little snack and... Man, it was nice. The place is great. It's tons of families. There's like stroller parking.
No kidding.
When you walk in, there's like two strollers parked that is in this like big, almost like waiting room kind of thing. It's just like for strollers, I guess.
That's funny.
But I don't remember any of the beers off the top of my head, but they were all pretty tasty. Nothing like mind blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
They just like opened, so I think they're finding their groove still, but they're good.
That happens. What about the food? Did you try the food?
The only thing we got was some like nuts. So.
Oh man,
the food looks great. I saw people like getting food. I was like, damn, that looks really good. But we were going over to Monty's.
Friend. Oh, this the cheesesteak place?
Yeah, some friends had like a Groupon for that, so they wanted to check that place out. So I was like, okay.
Gotta take advantage of that Groupon, man.
I guess. I'd never been to Monty's either, so I was like, well, I'll be back to Break Room. I probably wouldn't go to Monty's. The one time. They only needed cheesesteak once. Mm. But I would definitely recommend Break Room. It's kind of, it's in the middle of nowhere up there, it feels like, when you get there.
Yeah, but it's then, one of those, yeah.
Then you like turn the corner a little ways, and you're like, oh, it's Lincoln Square.
I know where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But getting there, it's like, it's a hike.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're up there on like
Montrose in California.
Yeah. That's it. That's cool. You made it up there. I haven't been yet. I'd like to go.
Yeah. So check it out. It's open pretty late during the week, too, which is nice.
Yeah.
I guarantee they're going to have like permit parking over there sooner or later because all the streets, like, everyone's just parking there and walking into the brew pub.
Yeah. So no, so they don't have a lot then. You kind of.
Yeah. It's a street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But plenty of street parking now because it's all big houses with garages and things like that.
Yeah, right on.
Well, awesome. Should we get into this coming week? There's this huge event coming up on Saturday that I don't know if anyone has heard of.
Yeah, man. Munster, Indiana, Dark Lord Day. This has got to be like maybe the 9th, right?
Something like that.
It's one of the longest running
events. I feel like if it was the 10th, it would have been bigger, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But so, if you didn't get tickets, you probably don't have tickets. That's right. That's how that works. If you don't buy tickets, you don't have tickets.
That's that. So there are a lot of events popping up, you know, Dark Lord Day weekend, which is cool. Dark Lord Day's kind of turned into a weekend. I remember last year, Whiskey Fest was the same weekend as Dark Lord Day. I know it wasn't this year. They moved it up to like a week earlier.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, traditionally, Flossmoor Station always has a pre-Dark Lord Day party. 18th Street's throwing something called Barrel Massacre the day before.
Oh, cool.
And Slapshot. The guys at Slapshot are doing a barbecue bottle share beanbag extravaganza. It's a free event.
Okay.
So they're telling you to come out. Hey, you can get into this this beanbag tournament.
The beanbag tournament.
And then they're debuting a beer out there called the Pale Pauper. So it's a pale ale with Citra, Equinox, and Mosaic hops.
Oh, nice. So this is kind of, if it's a bottle share.
It's a bottle share.
Just like kind of what Dark Lord has become.
Basically, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The best part of Dark Lord Day, I think, is probably the fact that you just try all these beers from literally everywhere on the planet.
And, right.
And people can't wait for you to try them.
And like, hang out with people, yeah.
Hang out with people, yeah. I remember like you go in your cellar and try to, all right, what do I think is the best thing in here? Okay, let me take that to Dark Lord Day. That's always been like, you know, one of the highlights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to Dark Lord Day?
I will not be at Dark Lord Day this year.
Me either. So. I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get one of those golden tickets.
No, didn't get the golden ticket.
And so I'll probably stick around here, but over by my house at Emporium is Beer 3 Up.
Yeah.
So this is their third event for this. This is was Beer 2 Up last time, Beer 3 Up.
Yeah.
And this is just kind of a event from 12 to I think 4 a.m. where you just go and drink a lot of crazy beers on tap at Emporium.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to make it to this because I really want to try Alarmist Pantsless Pale.
Yeah, he's got the Pantsless is out.
Yeah.
Gary Gully's finally up and running. Yeah, that'd be a good beer to try. And then it's Emporium. You can't go wrong with Emporium.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe they may have some food or food coming in, but the tap list is nuts, and there's no tickets needed.
That's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One more event for Dark Lord Day weekend is a Catalina Wine Mixer, part two. This is Friday at 3 p.m. per use.
This is beer pass. Wine pass.
It's the MF and Catalina Wine Mixer, man. So it's at Local Option. You know, all their events start at 3 o'clock. And then the cool thing about this event is that it's also a guitar contest. So you get up on the stage, mm-hmm. you get to shred the guitar for 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then
awesome guitar solo.
You know, awesome guitar solo. And then you advance to the next round and the winner of this tournament gets to keep the guitar, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know, their tap list is killer. They're up to like six of their own beers. And yeah, that's Friday at 3 p.m. Cool.
I know we're like jumping all out of order on this like calendar week because Dark Lord Day, like I feel like overshadowed, cast this dark shadow on the whole week.
This is true.
Have to start there.
Yeah.
But Thursday, over at Whole
Foods.
We're going back to Thursday. We're circling back here.
Circle back.
Is a beer dinner with Chef Won Kim.
Right on.
This is at Whole Foods, and it's going to feature beers from Spiteful and Arcade, and 100% of the proceeds go to Alliance for the Great Lakes.
No kidding.
Which is, promoting good water. And, beer is mostly water, so you gotta have good water for the beer.
I tell you, man, it's important, man. We go to Lagunitas every Saturday, and every week they'll tell you how important it is to have water because they haven't left California, but a big reason why they started their brewery here was because of the issue in California.
Well, yeah, they're almost out of water.
So
they left at a good time.
That's good thinking right there.
Yeah, they knew California's going to be out of water, and they're like, oh, shit, we're using a lot of it here.
Let's go somewhere that's got a lake. Yeah, they are. Yeah, because you risk a point where, like, hey, if that's your only brewery, the state of California is going to come in and tell you, hey, yeah, you got to stop using all this water.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff, you're just running water to clean stuff, just spraying down, hosing things out. And so you go through a lot of water.
It's very true.
But this is a $30 five-course beer dinner at Whole Foods. We'll include a link in the show notes.
Yeah. Won Kim's a good guy, man. He makes good food.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on the calendar that we missed in our crazy jumping around here?
We got one more Dark Lord Day event.
Oh.
This is from the good folks over at Pazzo's, and what they're doing is paws and claws for a cause.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a fundraiser for dogs and cats. So
okay,
they're doing they've got a Mambecue is going to be there, and then also they've got a really good tap list, man. They've got a Allagash Perennial and Distill, just to name a few, and then they're doing some limited bottles of Saint Bonchien.
Okay.
From BFM Abbey.
So if you don't have Dark Lord tickets, you have no reason not to be out drinking somewhere on Saturday.
There is plenty of stuff to get into, man.
Yeah.
It's almost become like its own thing. The stuff around Dark Lord Friday and Saturday. So.
It's pretty fantastic.
Right on, man.
Well, before we get out of here, I think we have a couple of news stories, right?
Yeah. We're going to keep it rolling with the news department here. So we got two stories. The first one is Fountainhead, man. They're turning 5 years old.
Wow.
On a Tuesday, April 28th, they'll be throwing a fifth anniversary party.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. And also, their rooftop opens on May 1st.
Okay, so that's next Tuesday. We'll be recording that day.
Yeah.
And that's their fifth anniversary.
Yeah, that was quick, man.
Damn.
Yeah, and then also there's this magazine, Pace Magazine. We were talking about Pace Magazine before the show.
Yeah.
A couple stories that I should check out in there. They did a blind tasting recently of 116 IPAs.
Whew. Okay.
Yeah. And they ranked them all. There were some Chicago entries. It looks like there were four Chicago entries. At number 34 was Spiteful's IPA. Number 28 was Anti-Hero.
Okay, yeah.
Number 14, Two Brothers Wobble, which I think we've had on the show before.
Yeah, we have had Wobble before.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
It
was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. And number 13 was Half Acre Sunita.
Oh, okay.
The artist formerly known as...
Heyoka.
Heyoka, yeah.
How do you think you'd do all 150 in like a sitting? I feel like your palate would be wrecked, or do you do them in like, all right, here's my favorite out of these 10 tomorrow. Here's my favorite out of these 10. Then you like whittle it down almost in like a bracket, but then you're not comparing.
Right. It's not like, Brad's IPA versus Nick's IPA at that point. So maybe they're doing it like where, like you say, they're doing 10 a day and then they're just ranking them and then eliminating them by lowest ranking.
Yeah, do they just rate each one? Because you can't do 150 in that day. You wouldn't be able to taste that 151 to that second or first one you had.
Yeah, yeah. 116 is a lot. And 116 is an odd number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an even number, but it's just a random number.
Yeah. I guess it would have made sense if they did like 100 because, 100 IBUs kind of thing. But weird. Yeah.
So number four on the list was Breaksides IPA. Breaksides in Portland, and they won the gold medal at JBF last year.
Oh,
okay. I had that beer, and it's solid. Like,
I thought you were gonna say, and it sucks.
This beer is the worst. No, I mean it was legit. Like nothing really stood out about it. It was just clean and awesome.
Okay.
And good, and you wanted another one.
Breakside, huh?
Yeah, and that was a place where a lot of people who we ran into. There was a huge Chicago presence out there. You know, we ran into folks at the airport, ran into folks at just about every location. Paul from Beermiscuous ran into him at the conference. Like, you'd run into people, and, you know, you've got your own list of what you're doing. Then you'd ask other people, hey, well, where have you been? And now your list just grew, you know, because they've all gone somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. And number one on that list was the Brew Kettle. They have a beer called the White Raja IPA. The Brew Kettle is in Strongsville, Ohio.
Okay.
So out of 116 IPAs, they took number one.
Funny.
At blind tasting.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just looking at the photos of Breaksite because I have been there.
Oh, yeah?
And I did not like it.
He's like, and I'll tell you something else. I did not like it.
The day I went there,
yeah,
their glycol cooler broke. So all their beer was warm, and it was all pouring very bad.
Now,
and their service was terrible.
At some point, if you got an issue like that, I'm not against closing shop. But unless you're going to get some buckets of ice or just serving stuff that's in the cans,
right?
At some point, you got to shut that down.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I had their IPA. I didn't make it to the brewery. I had their IPA at Bailey's.
Okay. See, maybe that was a couple of years ago, so they're still going, so people are liking that. Number four on this beer. I guess I got to give it another try, but geez, I wrote them off.
Yeah.
Well.
That's funny.
All right, you know, I'll give them another try. I'm out in Portland in like 3 weeks.
You're going out there.
So, yeah, I got a wedding, so I'll be hitting up. If you guys didn't drink all the beer from Cascade and they still got some sours, it should be good.
There's plenty of beer, plenty of other stuff in Portland, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Cool. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode. Nick, if people want to find you, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. We're always sharing links to events coming up, not only on Twitter, but on our Facebook page, which is backslash Chicago Beer Pass. And photos there of Nick or I drinking at some place. So you should check those out, you know. Look at us drinking. I know you want to see that.
This is for you.
And our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. And yeah, be sure to subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review. We love seeing that. So take care.
Cheers.